Watch, violent thugs at UC Davis destroy set for Turning Point USA event featuring Brandon Tatum. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 5, 2025. A Prove Me Wrong Turning Point USA event featuring Brandon Tatum at the University of California. Davis, UC Davis, was completely destroyed by violent protesters. The conservative student organization said, sharing video footage of the incident. They stole the canopy, ripped down banners, smashed foam boards, and even tried to steal the iPad and laptop of a TPUSA student, field rep, Turning Point USA announced in a Thursday X post. Watch below. TPUSA students were shoved and had objects thrown at them. While police did nothing, Turning Point USA added. Only after the damage was done did law enforcement finally form a perimeter. This is the reality of free speech on campus. In the video, protesters dressed in all black, carrying a large banner that reads ACOB, which stands for All Cops Are Bastards, can be seen marching forward, before colliding into the Turning Point USA tabling event, tearing the set down amid a scuffle, and then walking off with it. Notably, the event's guest speaker Brandon Tatum, a TPUSA contributor and popular YouTuber, is also a former police officer. Additional video footage shows protesters chanting anti-fascista. A. Anti. As they further destroyed the Turning Point USA set on campus. Watch below. In another video, a protester can be heard shouting, "Get out of the way, bitch!" at a TPUSA supporter, before a member of the apparent Antifa group is seen snatching the conservative sign and then hitting her on the back of the head. Watch below. Antifa has vandalized a TPUSA tabling event featuring at the officer Tatum, destroying our camera gear, tent, event signage, flipping tables, and assaulting our staff, Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk declared in a Thursday X post. We are extremely lucky no one was seriously injured in the melee, Kirk added. While our people were under attack, police stood aside and did nothing. Our team is understandably shaken up, but they assure me they will not back down. The TPUSA founder went on to say, UC Davis is probably the most militant school in the country, with the largest Antifa presence, adding, when I spoke there in March of 2023, Antifa foot soldiers vandalized the school, smashed windows and fought the police. What we have is a pattern, with no signs of improvement, Kirk said. This has gone on long enough. Violent vigilantes like these only fester and grow when they're allowed to act with impunity like at UC Davis. Arrests need to be made, the TPUSA founder advised, warning that radical anarchists will keep resorting to more and more violence if they think doing so will stop conservatives from speaking. UC Davis must credibly show they are willing to protect the constitutional right to free speech and free assembly on a public campus. If they won't, then the Trump administration should investigate their continued receipt of federal taxpayer dollars, Kirk asserted. The Turning Point USA founder concluded his post by demanding that UC Davis get it fixed. The incident at UC Davis is not the only attack against TPUSA at a university in recent months. A few weeks ago, a 20-year-old male student, who identifies as a woman, was caught on video attacking female Turning Point USA leaders with a bike lock while they were hosting a tabling event at the University of Texas in Dallas. Watch below. The bike lock wielding alleged assailant, later identified as Liam Tan Tam Nguyen, was arrested and charged with 4 felony counts and 3 misdemeanors, according to a report by Dallas Observer. Among the felony charges, Nguyen was charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, 1 count of attempting to take a weapon from an officer, and 1 count of assault of a peace officer. As for the misdemeanor charges, the 20-year-old faces 1 count of resisting arrest, and 2 counts of criminal mischief. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.